This is Almost Obvious for Sunday, December 30th, 2012. The recording time is at 23:02 hour or 11:02 p.m. Temperature is at a warm 44 degrees Fahrenheit somewhere in Southern California. Yes, this is the end of 2012. I mean, the end is near of the year 2012. We survived the apocalypse, the Mayan apocalypse, apparently. Anyhow, what's going on? It feels a lot colder than it looks. He said like 43 degrees, 44, but it feels like in the mid-30s here in Southern California. And some colleagues are kind of stuck in the colder part of the Northern Hemisphere. They say like it's much colder than in the low 20s, you know, even like in the high teens, in the snow area. We don't know. Not going to make any comment about that. But just the weather is kind of a little bit colder than we expected. After all, we're in the winter time here in the Northern Hemisphere. 2013 is coming up in a day. So we're going to be doing whatever we're doing best. Starting January 1st or 2nd. We'll be doing a lot of slacking. We'll be doing our slacking even better than previous years. Anyhow, any news in the tech world? This is the end of the year, so nothing, right? No, well, not until the New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and his staff like open their mouths and talking about like if it's not for Apple, the crime rate in New York City would be down. Yeah, are you crazy? It's like, oh yeah, the thieves, they're targeting iPod. Do they? I don't know. At least they're targeting iPhone and iPads. Yeah, that would play. The thieves only care about one thing, money. Why are they targeting the iPhone and the iPad? Because they have value. They are targeted commodities because they have values. They have higher resale value compared to their competitors. That's the reason why. Just hypothetically, we're going to pull a It's a Wonderful Life thing, but at this time, Apple product doesn't exist. The thief will be targeting, or the criminals will be targeting different product, whichever has more resale value or more value, perceived value in it. That's what you're going to target. Doesn't matter. That's kind of what you're saying. Something's going to increase this year if, that's because, so-and-so product. Like, no. The thief's still going to steal. They're still going to commit the crime, period. Doesn't matter what product it is. They just pick and choose which one's easiest, which one has more value compared to the consequences. Oh, man. I'm kind of running out of breath because, like I said, the weather is kind of like a little bit colder than usual. Anyhow, that is crazy talk. Think about this. Every year, there's a study released about the top 10 most stolen cars here in the United States. In 2011, number one and number two are Honda branded cars. Number six is an Acura, which is also, by Hondas. Is it, since the number one and number two, number six, those are high profile, right? So does that mean Honda is behind the crime? The car theft. There's the cause of the car theft. No, it's just the thieves gonna steal whatever they perceive as valuable. Doesn't matter if there's no Honda car around, gonna steal whatever, a Toyota, whichever, easy, Ford, Chevy. Actually, I recorded a little bit earlier than kind of went over the time limit, so kind of like, oops, sorry. I kept ranting after 5 minute mark's over. Anyhow, what's going on? One more day, 2012 will be over. Go head to 2013. There'll be a lot more interesting thing coming up in 2013, at least from my source or my sources. I don't want to single out, one person and another one. There's a special package that just delivered a few days ago from one of our favorite companies. Of course, it was something kept on the down low. Anyhow, 5 minutes up. Next time.